Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Where's Pearl Jam last night at Fenway Park, their second show. They played there Sunday night. Two big takeaways, Kennedy, that I have from this Pearl Jam show at Fenway Park. Two big takeaways. So I got the tickets kind of last minute because Kennedy wasn't able to go, and so I couldn't find anybody to go with me. So I went alone. I'd asked a couple of people, and just because of circumstances and somebody had COVID or whatever. So, and even Lana volunteered. She's like, I'll go with you. And she doesn't like Pearl Jam at all. I was like, no, there's going to be some people there from work. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's not like you were alone. You were going
right.
to
Yeah, we were in the company thing. Yeah. And so, yeah, so there was some coworkers there or whatever. Yeah. And so I got there a little bit early. I wanted to get settled and all that sort of stuff. And the show starts. And Eddie Vedder almost immediately mentions something about people who are not going to be there tonight.
Okay.
And he's like, but I'm going to get into this later on in the show. So the show goes on and they come out with all the hits. Like the first 45 minutes of this show, it's just like banger after banger after banger. Yes, Pearl Jam has bangers, Dan. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not going to derail the segment, but okay.
Not why we're here.
I know. So later on in the show, he stops everything. And, you know, we had that full moon happening last night.
It was beautiful.
Right. So that whole thing was happening. And he starts to tell this story. He says, you know, we've been coming here. This was our 35th show. We've been coming here for, I don't know, 25 years or whatever. And he said, you know, going back to the old Tweeter Center when we used to play there and playing at the old garden and the new garden, whatever. And he said there was somebody that was always around, and even here at Fenway. And he said every time we would show up to do a show here, I'd go over and find where he worked, where he sat. And he said, and this time when I got here and I went over to see him, and I found out that he had passed. And I went over to his chair where he normally sat and worked, and there was a sign there, and that had kind of reserved it. So the guy's name was Dick. I guess he worked at Fenway for, I don't know, 25 years or whatever. So they put up this photo of the guy on the screen. They put up a photo of the empty chair with the sign that says, don't sit here. We have this here for Dick. This was his
That's
seat.
That's remarkable.
And the fact that he mentions, you know, a guy that he just knew that worked the venues that he's been going to for all of these years.
It That's, shows you what kind of a person he is, that he knows, you know, staff, and that it's important to him to know those people who make it happen, right?
Right. Yeah. So. It was a very cool moment. You know, there was a standing ovation in the crowd. And then he also told one other story about a guy named Chris Snow. Mm-hmm. So Chris Snow was an executive in the NHL and passed away. I think it's been almost a year now from ALS. But he was a Red Sox guy. He was a beat reporter for the Red Sox. So I guess he had gotten to know, you know, Pearl Jam, and through their fundraising and all of that sort of stuff. So they recognized him as well. It was a very cool moment where a band doesn't have to do that sort of stuff. Somebody texted in and said they recognized also some people on Sunday night as well.
Tim and Stacey Wakefield.
Yeah. Was it the Wakefields?
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool. It says a lot about this band. So
not make it all about them.
Right. And they could, because they're one of the biggest bands on the planet.
What's the clientele at a Pearl Jam show? A bunch of 45-year-old
and
dudes.
So that was the second takeaway I have from this show. One is that Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder are wonderful people.
Yeah.
The second takeaway is, if you are a single woman and you are looking to find a single man, the next time Pearl Jam comes to town, go down to Fenway Park, go hang out at the bars, go hang out at the show. It was 99% guys between the ages of 25 and 55. And that is all it was.
Was your head on a swivel? I bet there were a lot of wedding rings there, buddy.
I'm sure there were a few of those, but I'm just telling you, if you are a single woman and you are looking for a guy who's pretty mellow.
Cargo shorts and New Balance?
Pretty mellow, pretty laid back. You know what I mean? This isn't like a crowd that's rowdy and loud. It's a mellow crowd.
Oh, I'm here for old people shows. All day long, I'm here for old people shows.
I wouldn't say it's an old people show. This was not an old people show. These are people who are just starting to get to that age. You know, more 30s and 40s.
I feel like, yeah, the average Pearl Jam fan has to be in their 40s at this point.
30s and 40s is what it is, because there's a lot of guys that were there that were maybe their older brother listened to Pearl Jam.
Right.
So they're a little bit younger. But I was just, you couldn't get into the men's bathroom. Forget about it. The women's
welcome
bathroom.
Welcome to it. Now you know what it's like.
I'm just going to say the next time.
What a sad time.
Pearl Jam comes to Fenway Park and you're single.
Yeah, but then you got to listen to Pearl Jam.
I'm head on a swivel. You don't even have to go into the venue. Just even the bars and the restaurants around before and after the show.
I'm all set.
A lot of finance bros with vests with their company logo on
even
there.
Even more of a hard pass.
I feel like there's probably a lot of dads there.
There's a lot of dads there, too.
Talking about smoking meats and whatnot. Civil War and whatever.
I am
old
absolutely,
married dudes talk about.
I'm absolutely sure Fenway ran out of IPAs last night.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you went. I'm glad you had the opportunity to go see them because I know you like them a lot. And I think that's just a special place to see a show. I really think it's wonderful what Fenway has done by starting doing as many concerts as they have been doing. And they do such a good job with it. They really and truly do.
From the 71, I was at the show last night with a group of my cousins. I am female. And we were commenting on how long the lines were to the men's bathrooms. And it was lovely to not have to wait in lines for the women's bathroom. And speaking of New Balance, Eddie Vedder actually was wearing them
and
on stage last night.
And I rest my case.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.